Blog Talk Radio.
Rock that house, you know I'm playing. And when I'm on the mic, there won't be no delaying. Bust
the move, we show and prove. Hey yo, Doug, do that record jam on the groove.
Pathway that was not supposed to be. All right? They took it upon themselves and they created their own path, which means they had to kill, steal, and destroy in order for their path to be seen, or in order for their path to be acknowledged, per se. As of a couple of days ago, the Georgia Guidestones were destroyed. And at first I was listening to Yahoo 77, and he had reported that it was possibly some type of explosive device. So, of course, the feds were there, and I listened to their radio channels, and I listened to them, listened to their conversations, and of course, they're not going to tell anyone that they didn't find any type of incendiary device. They didn't find evidence of any type of incendiary device. Okay? So, I'm like, okay. So, they're like, okay, we're just going to close it up. Let the public know that someone destroyed it and we have no evidence of it. And da-da-da-da. I'm like, okay. I'm just, of course, you know, I'm always tuned into a lot of things they're doing. They don't even know it. So, what happened? Let me tell you what happened. It all came from the heavens. And that plasma bolt of energy was so freaking heavy. That plasma energy was so heavy that when it struck the ground and hit and landed on that extra hard stone that the guy who originally created it, the impact of that plasma rod coming down was felt within 100-mile radius. The only incendiary device that is felt within 100-mile radius is a hydrogen bomb. Okay? The only incendiary device that is felt within 100-mile radius is a hydrogen bomb. And there was no hydrogen bomb dropped. This is a plasma rod. And it landed directly on the Judge Guidestones. All right, hold on here. Okay, I'm back. Thank you for the drink. So it was literally a plasma rod that landed on the Georgia Guidestones. These Guidestones that the so-called elite was supposed to guide. You know, they had on the Georgia Guidestones that the so-called leaders were supposed to maintain only 500 million people on the planet, or on this realm, not on the planet, but on this realm. And I'm like 500 million? So basically, they were supposed to be in the process of constant depopulation, which is something that they've been working on for the longest, constant depopulation, especially with the original people, making sure we kill each other, making sure we going through those alternative lifestyles. I mean, it's so many different avenues, you know, make sure we kill ourselves through food and drink and the things that they create. So supposed to maintain a certain level of their population, and it didn't happen the way they did that it was going to happen. But many of them still relied back on the Georgia Guidestones, all right? So this is their so-called elite. The elite created the Georgia Guidestones, all right? With help of one of their buddies, you know, wrote in his stone. Now, here's the thing about it. They know if you put something in stone and you put it in the ground, there's a certain vibration that comes from it to make that, whatever you have written, come to life. You know? They were trying to use our method, but it didn't work for them. Now, this is a sure thing to show these inorganic beings, these beings, whoever they may be. I know the identity, like I said, I won't give their true identity because I am sure that I will get a strike. Because the identity of them, of who they are, they don't like to be identified by their true colors. But this is showing us that these energetic beings all over the world have been notified through the Georgia Guidestones, through the destruction of the Georgia Guidestones, that they don't have any power. That's number one. They don't have any power. They never had power. And they've been told several times to step down. It's been many times they've been told to step down, to recede from their so-called ruling. And they refuse to do such things. All right? Now they're getting ready to pay the dear price for all the things that they have done on this realm. All right? Because they've done a lot. There's lots of destruction. About, like you said, we got whole generations that were destroyed. Whole bloodlines that were wiped out. All right? And they're going to pay. Just like you said. Just because their forefathers didn't pay, don't mean that bloodline won't get touched. So all these bloodlines are going to get touched. That's why they're trying to mix their blood with ours. All right? They're trying hard to mix their blood with ours so that that curse won't be upon their children. Wow. What a heavy price to pay. So an entire realm and the people of that realm and the structures and the trees and drying out. You know, you got Lake Lanier. There's Lake Lanier in Georgia. And they talk about Lake Lanier because it was once a thriving town with our people. And they killed off all of our people as much as they could. And then they flooded the lake. All right? Then they flooded the lake to make sure that none of us moved back into that lake. All right? Also, in South Carolina, you have Lake Murray. Under Lake Murray was once an area where it was our people who were thriving. And these beings, these needs, these inorganic beings, these, however you want to call them, killed off as much as they could on that land. And they did the same thing that they did in Georgia. And they flooded it. And under Lake Murray is a whole community, houses and buildings still standing
but it's all filled with water. All right? Excuse me. I had some corn chips early. Well, you know how sometimes they get stuck right there in your throat. But what we are saying is that they've been shown now that they have no power. And they've been shown that they were told to relinquish that power that they had given themselves, and they're being shown now that judgment is here. When that plasma rod came down and destroyed those Georgia Guidestones, and the impact of that plasma rod hitting the ground and hitting the Guidestones, that impact was felt for over 100-mile radius, tells you that judgment is here. They were given until August 25th to prove that their monies were more powerful than carbon. I said melanin. Melanin is carbon. And they have yet to prove that. They thought that all the money that they put into their CERN program and all these other programs, the HARP and all that stuff, it didn't do anything. Hold on. Okay, I think I got it. But the HARP and all that didn't do anything. I mean, of course, they turned on HARP and you had some different color skies, whatever going on, because they're trying to mess with nature. But they don't have any power, and they have never had power. It was a self-given power, and now they're going to be stripped of everything. Everything. The Georgia Guidestones was just the beginning, brothers and sisters. That was a pure...
Shut it down!
Pure, powerful plasma rod that came down and destroyed those Guidestones. There was no explosives. All right, like I said, I linked into them jokers while they were investigating. And they found no incendiary devices. They found no evidence of incendiary devices. I linked into their system. I listened to their conversations. Yes, they didn't find anything. To just know that they know what's taking place. And judgment is not coming. Judgment is not coming. Judgment is here. Judgment is here. We're in the midst of the planetary convergence. We got a lot of different things that's going on right now. All right, brothers and sisters. All right. Just wanted to share it with you all. The video I really wanted to do, the mother was like, nope, you can't do this because you're going to strike. I really wanted to identify who these so-called white people really are, but they are very, very, very scared of their own identity being exposed. So I didn't want to take the risk of getting a strike. Another one. All right, brothers and sisters. George Guidestones destroyed. And they've removed the rubble, and they've removed all the other pieces that was there, where the Georgia Guidestones did stand. And now we're going to watch the rest of their entire system begin to fall. And this is because of the hope of you, brothers and sisters. All right, this is the hope of you awakening. All right, don't worry. But like we said before, don't worry about the brothers and sisters sleeping. We know how to awaken them. All right? You stay woke. You stay on top of everything. You stay alive. All right? Get your crystals and your minerals and your metals and get them all around you for your protection and your energy. Make your meditation strong. Continue to do your Tai Chi, your yoga. Continue to believe in yourself. Continue to worship and praise yourself. Okay? And you know the deal, brothers. All power. To the multi-cyber celestial angelic being that chaos reigns forever, ever, ever, ever. Remember, chaos brings change. Chaos is what we want to they wiped out whole generations, whole bloodlines. All right, I remember reading the documentary. As we began killing, as we continued to kill the Negroids, they call it Negroids. As we continued to kill the Negroids, we noticed that the pad began to cool off. We think Planned Parenthood was for us. Make sure we ain't get too many of us.
But guess what? It's Gennady anyway. These bastards. All right, guys. Much power to you all.
All right, guys. Royalty, royalty, royalty to everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to Hanson Awareness Radio. I am host Haru. And as you guys know, I'm going with Eternal El Bay. And today we're going to be talking about a multitude of things. We're going to bring the podcast that we just did. We're going to bring it into this one. If you guys did not catch that, go back and catch it. The title of the podcast was CERN. You know, don't be in fear of these scare tactics. You know, Sister Mara said something very profound in that lecture. And she said, what if the shit isn't even happening like that? What if CERN is still broke? You know, what if the shit just isn't happening just like how they tell us? You know, who they have been producing lies for so long, guys. Like, who, like, how dumb of us to just sit here. And we don't want to say things bluff either about the situation, but what I am saying to you guys is that we give them too much power when we need to focus on and know that we ourselves are CERN. You know, are we tapping into our divine essence to what we know in order to activate, you know, the CERN that is us? You know what I'm saying? So please be very mindful on where our focuses are, you know, when it comes to this type of stuff, guys.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Another thing I'm finding is that, you know, additives, you know what I'm saying, holistic additives in this time is very important. But I want to tell people, you know, trust your processes, guys. Trust your processes, trust your processes, trust your processes. I am one who always will speak on the processes, guys. If we know we have to eat better or we know we're supposed to be eating better, allow your journey and allow your mistakes and allow your – there are no mistakes. There are only lessons. Learn – you know, if your body has to completely shut itself down to sit your ass down, then that's what it has to take. Don't think because people are eating healthier or they know how to eat healthier or all this measuring that we do in this society, guys, is just simply that, distractions. You know what I'm saying? So please allow yourself to learn how you learn on your journey when you're ready to learn things. You know, learn it your way and pick it up and do it how you do it. Never measure yourself in turn. And this is a message. This is from self to self, you know, to never allow myself to be measured just because another person may know best over me or whatever. You know, never to do that. That, to me, is self-torturement. You know what I'm saying? So I'm learning about this food journey, and I'm doing it my way in my timing. And I'm starting to learn that, you know, additives to add to your body does enhance. You know what I mean? But I had to get that how I got it my way, not because it's a race. You understand? So that's a message to anybody who may be growing through in your own way. Always, always trust your processes. So we got CERN. We got witches and warlocks, you know, that are going against each other in these ways. Eternal Sith is the other day, not the other day, the other week, and I was like, you know what? This her whole channel is actually good. I was looking at a lot of her videos today, and her channel is actually good. But she talks about how I have been talking on this too. There are guys. We think that the white man is the big devil and this and this and that. You know, however, but what about how we are being devils in our very own backyard? What about the black magic spells that we cast upon one another in secret, and we think that people who are highly in tune, like, y'all think we're not going to find out? Y'all think we're not going to know that it was you that sent whatever it was, you know, trying to teach somebody a lesson, you know? Keep your enemies close. In this, I have learned, I didn't really understand what that meant. You know what I mean? Keep your enemies close. But, baby, let me tell you, I get it now. But, you know, even in alchemy, though, I'm grateful for, and it's because we have, at some level, we believe something can be against us when it's really not. You know what I'm saying? And that's because we give it power. But even that is a process of elimination when it comes to learning and when it comes to growth. We need our processes. We need our fuck-ups in order to grow. A message to the elders. The youth needs their fuck-ups in order to grow. The same fuck-ups that y'all don't talk about in public. Those. We need those, okay? All right, let's listen to this clip, you guys, because she said some very powerful shit. And after this clip, Eternal and I will come in and we'll discuss for the remaining probably about a whole hour and 30 to discuss, something like that. Okay, hold on, because... Oh, no wonder. Okay. So, yeah, she said some really good stuff, guys. So let's go ahead and...
Not creating anything except karmic.
Okay, here we go.
Savvy Zane. And I'm coming on to have a discussion with you all that's kind of concerning to me. I've been thinking about it for quite some time now, especially since I've been on my own spiritual path, spiritual awakening. And being on this side, when the veil is lifted and you can see things more clearly from a spiritual perspective, it's been very concerning to me in terms of the melanated community and where we stand concerning our spirituality and how we are utilizing that, for some to our advantage and then for many to our disadvantage. And so what do I mean when I say to our disadvantage? Well, the title of this video is in regards to those who consider themselves to be black witches or warlocks who are actually working on the side of the enemy. And you might ask, well, how has the melanated community worked on the side of the enemy? Well, one thing that I have found to be very common, especially as a reader, I find that one of the common themes is that our own people tend to utilize our spiritual abilities against one another.
Baby,
and this would include things such as spell work, dark magic, and different types of rituals in order to work against those who we feel might have wronged us, or those we feel, you know, for some, people haven't done anything to them, but they just feel the need to utilize this, these spiritual abilities, if you will, to work against others just because they feel that they have the authority to do so. And so one thing that we need to understand as a community of people is that the enemy has utilized spirituality against us for far too long. That was one of the greatest tactics that was used against us, was the enemy diverting our attention away from our own spiritual strength, from our own spiritual abilities, our natural ability to connect with the elements and all of these things that the Most High has placed here on this earth, and diverted our attention towards the European God. The enemy understood that the melanated man and woman has a stronger capacity in the spiritual realm. We have a stronger capacity to be able to conjure up and to create things in the spiritual realm, largely because we are the ones that have the soul, okay? We have that direct connection. We are that spark of light that has that direct connection to the source. And so because of this, the enemy utilized our ignorance. You know, first the enemy took away our spiritual strength and utilized, let me just open it, please, utilized our ignorance against us and, you know, various, very demonic measures against us to shut us down and to make us forget about who we were and the amount of power that we possess in the spiritual realm, and use that spiritual energy to divert it towards a God that would ultimately lift up their empire. And this is, I'm speaking on the European Jesus that was handed to us, you know, back during the time of our kidnapping, the kidnapping of our ancestors, what they also like to call slavery. And so
human trade,
you will find, especially now being in the age of Aquarius, many of the melanated community, many of the people within the melanated community have a strong capacity to be drawn towards what some might call witchcraft, spell work, dark magic, and things of that nature. But the problem is that they have a strong tendency to utilize it against one another. And my thing is, if you recognize that you possess authority in the spiritual realm, which for me, if you're working with darkness, then you possess no authority at all. When you
are
against your own brother and sister, you are not. You don't possess power. What you possess is karmic debt. Okay, and it's going to get even more. It will increase over time the more that you utilize these things against your own people. But if you feel that you're so powerful in the spiritual realm to where you call yourself a witch, a warlock, and you're doing these things against people that look like you because you feel that they have wronged you in some way, or because you're jealous, or because you don't want someone to be in a space of superiority to you. My question to you all is, why aren't you utilizing these powers against the enemy who has completely had his foot on the neck of yourself, your offspring, and your ancestors for hundreds of years, for far too long? Why hasn't this community of people within the melanated community, I'm speaking specifically, come together to utilize these powers to tear down the current so-called power structure? And the simple answer that I've been able to conclude is that many of them don't really possess power at all. Because the power that they are utilizing is being conjured up by lower level entities. And so you have to operate in a low vibrational energy in order to work with low vibrational entities to conjure up wickedness against someone that looks just like you. And so then it leads us to the understanding that those who truly possess the power and the authority are those of us who are really operating from a space of love and integrity. And one thing that I recognize about myself, you know, as I came into my spiritual awareness, is that, you know, I have a strong ability to work with the elements because I've been given that spiritual authority, largely because I use it from a space of integrity. And I would not be the type of person to conjure up magic or spell work against someone else because I feel that they've wronged me, because I understand the laws of the universe. I understand that what goes around comes around. You know, what you put out there comes back to you. And so for me, in utilizing my spiritual strength, I have come into the realization of utilizing it to reclaim my authority in the spiritual realm, to break generational curses off of myself and off of my offspring and off of my ancestors, and to also send loving energy, energy of empowerment, energy of awakening, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding throughout the four corners of the universe. I utilize my spiritual strength in that way. I don't personally feel the need to utilize it in a way where it's more geared towards materialism, because I naturally feel that as I take back my spiritual authority, I'm also reclaiming my inheritance and my birthright, my sovereignty, and everything that is naturally that naturally belongs to me that was withheld from me or taken from myself or my ancestors. By me reclaiming my spiritual authority and working with the elements, naturally those things that belong to me will gravitate to me because I'm attracting them to me, because I am projecting the energy out there that is conducive to me being able to attract to me those things that are naturally inherently mine, including my gifts, my spiritual gifts, my spiritual authority, and all of these other things. You know, the Most High has found me worthy to have them. And so I don't, the issue that I'm seeing is that it's not enough of us, melanated people, who have come into this understanding of operating from a space of integrity when it comes to working with the elements and utilizing our spiritual gifts and powers in a way that's going to uplift us and that's going to take us back into our position of authority on the land as well as in the spiritual realm. You know, white supremacy has been something that has worked against us for far too long. And I think that the most ignorant thing that a melanated person can do who comes to the realization of his spiritual strength is to work alongside the so-called power structure to help enhance their power structure by working against their own, because that's all you're doing. You're actually a pawn for the enemy when you work against someone that looks like you, when you utilize your spiritual strength or what you might deem as
and not only on a world stage to where y'all are doing this, we're talking in our very own backyards too. She's talking about on the world arena, on the high level, which is, you know, in warlocks or whatever, who do it on a high level. But this shit is going on in our very own backyard, you guys. You know what I'm saying? We do it to one another in our very, you know, let's take the white man out of it, you know. So let's take the white man out of it, you guys. We are doing this to each other in our backyard, y'all. You know, call me naive. I was just listening to a TikTok yesterday that was telling me how to do a casting as far as how to like how to stop people's blessings from coming in. You know, like what to do on. I'm like, who the fuck would actually want to just not want to see somebody grow because you're envious? Like who would do this? You know. And it was on TikTok. TikTok is a public forum. It was there for the world to see, you guys. On a public forum, TikTok. You guys know TikTok. I was blown away. I was like, how can you just sit up here and put out that information? Like, I see why people didn't want me to put certain things out, because In the hands of the wrong person, it can get dangerous. So anyway,
your strength, right? Because what you're doing is just conjuring up lower level entities who are then embodying you as the perfect hope. Because that energy of hatred, that energy of bitterness, malice towards your own brother and sister, and your desire to do something against them in the spiritual realm to cause setbacks for them.
That is what I saw. I got a step-by-step tutorial on how to create setbacks in people's lives. I was like, are you serious? Like, who? You'll be surprised.
Pecan to the enemy, both spiritually and physically. And so, for those of you who have truly come into your awakening, for those of you who are truly vibrating high, who had that divine connection to the Most High, and who recognize the spiritual strength and authority that you've been gifted, and you only use it from a space of integrity, I strongly suggest that we all come together to divert that energy towards the true perpetrator, not against our own. There should not be one melanated person walking the face of this earth that is utilizing spiritual authority against against another melanated person. It just should not be happening. We've had too much opposition working against us in the spiritual realm for far too long by the enemy, by the Europeans, okay? Now, I'm not saying that all Europeans are out here utilizing that against melanated people. No, I'm not. But what I'm saying is the current power structure, the so-called powers that were, who are currently losing their position of power, understood that the further away they could take us from our spiritual understanding and our spiritual authority, the higher they would become in terms of their power structure, okay? The scariest thing for white supremacy in this current structure is for melanated people to come into remembrance of the spiritual strength that we possess. This is why one of their greatest weapons against us was the religious structure, because it put us into this position where we forgot completely our origin, and we begin to see our own spiritual gifts as being wickedness or darkness, okay? This is what was taught to us in the religious structure, even though rituals are performed every Sunday when you go to church. They taught us that our spiritual understanding and that our practices and our belief systems were of wickedness, okay? And the fact of the matter is, if you do not have that divine connection, if you have not done the work on yourself to heal, if you have not died to your own ego, your carnal nature, materialism, and all of these things, then yes, you do have a strong capacity to use that spiritual authority in a way that works against yourself, your offspring, your ancestors, and your own people, rather than the enemy itself, okay?
And that's just it, what she said. Even though a lot of us don't feel the heat of shit that we done, a lot of us are cleaning up ancestral shit that ancestors did that affected the offspring, guys. Sometimes it may not affect you right then and there in that lifetime, but it may skip one or two different generational lifetimes, and they are taking the butt of the spell that you cast three lifetimes ago. The shit is real, and a lot of us bitches, and excuse me, but this is why I did not like to play in magic. It wasn't until I had to fight back that I started to get deeper in it, because those closest to me were the ones that were sending me the most shit, and I had to step up and stand up for myself. That's when I started delving in black magic. I didn't want to touch it, because I knew with my immaturity that I would be irresponsible. So, Father Universe, you know, is testing me like a motherfucker right now. But I refuse to go where a lot of you bitches have gone in history. I just refuse. My integrity is not set up like y'all.
It's important to know the difference between the two and to be sure that you do not become a part of the problem, but a part of the solution. We have a strong capacity to come together in our spiritual authority today, because the earth and everything that exists, the universe, the planet, everything is in alignment. Everything is ready and waiting to work on our behalf to shift this energy so that we can bring balance back onto this planet, okay? It's our position to do that. Everything has been out of alignment ever since the European has come into a position of power. And that's not just physically, that's spiritually as well, because we were asleep. But now that we're beginning to awaken, I just want to encourage you, don't take the wrong path and end up working on the team of the enemy by utilizing your spiritual strength or powers against your own people. If you conjuring up something, if you call yourself brewing up something because you say you're a witch or a warlock, then the only energy that you should be directing that towards is that of the enemy, who has had his foot on the neck of your ancestors, yourself, and your offspring for many generations. You'd have to be a fool to try and conjure up anything against someone who looks just like you. Recognizing that the universal laws, the laws of cause and effect, whatever a person does against you is going to come back to them, okay? But when it comes to us working in unison, utilizing our spiritual strength, the only people that we should be directing this energy towards are those who have come up against us as a group of people, okay? And it's not just individuals, okay? It's not just an individual thing. They've been doing this against our people on all four corners of the globe for far too long.
And those who helped them, yep.
We have to come into the
But we find out the hard way, though, you know?
So that nature will work with us and on our behalf and not
we find
us,
out
okay?
the hard way.
You
That's how we learn.
And your powers against someone who is a melanated being, and you face the consequences of that, okay? Because you will have to pay the piper. You will have to pay the piper, and you might as well get on the team with Babylon, because that's the team that you're playing on.
Yep.
Anytime you're conjuring up spell work and dark magic against people that look just like you. When Kevin Samuels passed away, one thing that I did see quite often, whether it was through Facebook posts, even some YouTube video titles that I scrolled through, saying that many of the black witches, the melanated women who call themselves witches, had come together to pretty much take them out. And that, for me, was the most ignorant, undermining thing that you can do. Because if you possess that much power as a group of women, then why the hell haven't you taken out the so-called powers that be, that's behind the scenes, that's been working against yourself and your ancestors and your offspring for generations? If you possess that much power to take out a man who looks just like you because you don't like the opinion that he expresses, which I have no, you know, I didn't agree with Kevin Samuels on many things that he spoke about. However, if we're going to come together as a people to take anybody out, it shouldn't be not one person that looks like us, okay? But this is the problem that many of these people have who call themselves witches and warlocks. They flex their so-called spiritual muscle against people that look just like them, but they won't conjure up a damn thing against the enemy who's been going against them and their ancestors and offspring for far too long. And I am passionate about this topic because I find that, you know, people tend to glorify the wrong types of things. People tend to give power and honor to the wrong types of energy, okay? Those of you who are truly chosen, who have been placed here to work with the elements, you have these gifts, you have the spiritual authority, okay? You know who you are. You come into your awakening. This is our time to establish the kingdom. But you first utilize those spiritual gifts to establish the kingdom within yourself. When I started to come into the understanding that I had the authority in the spiritual realm to shift energy and to work with the elements and to work with my...
listen.
Obligation that I had was to use that
everything
authority
to distract,
to help free myself, okay, to free my ancestors, okay, hold on, to free myself, to free my ancestors, and to heal myself. I utilized that spiritual authority to work with the elements to say I heal myself of my carnal nature. I set myself free from all codependent behaviors. I heal my children. I heal my ancestors. I break the generational curses. That's how I utilize my spiritual authority, okay, working with the elements and, you know, working with the planetary shifts and the alignment of the moon and all of these different things, the cycles of the moon. If you're going to step into your spiritual authority, make sure that it is from a space of true integrity and make yourself the first priority when it comes to aligning yourself. Then you move towards your ancestors, then you work on your offspring, and then you begin to utilize that spiritual strength and authority to work against the enemy, to shift the energy so that this so-called power structure that has created bloodshed and
you know, all of these mental imbalances and spiritual imbalances, and has removed us from our identity. All of these things that have happened as a result of this current power structure, then you utilize your spiritual strength to shut that shit down. But what you don't do is utilize your spiritual strength to work against somebody that looks just like you, because you're cool.
Come on, y'all.
Again.
Hello.
You're not creating anything except karmic debt for yourself. And it's that much more. That much more that you're going to have to pay back when you work against one of
dumb ass.
Okay? So just know. You put
I don't judge, but I judge you, bitches, for being, for working against
when
your
you
own.
Are working against the one
you are one of
are
the
disgrace. That's when you're actually working in unison with the universe
baby.
To balance out the energy. To bring true justice to
the bottom.
So keep that in mind. I really wanted to put that out there because I'm done with watching all of these people glorify themselves to call themselves a witch or a warlock, but you ain't doing nothing but conjuring up magic and spell work against people that look like you.
Come on!
Nothing. Not one
Not
thing.
Not a goddamn thing. Selfish, greedy, controlling, entitled bitches.
No power. You possess no power.
None.
Because that means that you have not done the work on yourself to die to your own ego, your own carnal nature. Okay? And to recognize that these gifts are not given for the sake of you using it to flex a spiritual muscle and to walk around acting like some sort of spiritual gangster. It's time that we get in alignment as melanated people to recognize the authority that we possess in the spiritual realm and to come together to direct it in the right direction. It's already been off balance for far too long. So it's not just
hustling
us that are out there. We're awakening. We're stepping into our power.
Oh, the hustling backwards.
What we need to do with these powers that we've been gifted, and we are using them from a space of integrity and the true authority that has been gifted to us by the Most High God. So that's what I want to say to you all. I love you. If you want a private reading from me, you know you can always email me. Want to order my oils, email me. And I look forward to those of you who recognize who you are coming together and joining the right team. All right, I love you, and I'll talk to you all next time.
To the core, tell me that I got it, I'm just being honest, that is all I want. Honesty and understanding is a no to take. If we build on this, how could we break? Jump into the lake, purify your body. I just wanna help, don't wanna hurt nobody. This is for your benefit, I dare you try me. I've been talking, but are you awake? If you can't hear me, then you stupid thing. We all got demons that we got to shame. We all got the power to clean our slate.
I am the element, one with the element. I am the element, becoming one with the element. I am the element,
one with the element.
I am the element, becoming one with the element.
I am the element,
one with the element. I am the element,
becoming one with the element.
I am the element, one with the element. I am the element, becoming one with the element.
I swear this heaven on earth, your bad energy is a curse. Living life without knowing our worth. Finding myself daily always on thirst. Cleansing out all my chakras. The true power lives inside of us. On a mission, got no time to fuss. Law of attraction, don't deal with luck. Pure vibrations combine with us.
You want the drama, but we want the love. That can't keep us down, cause we so far above. The cosmos, my makeup, we are the creators. We've been here for ages, just reincarnated. Adjusting my thoughts, now I'm feeling connected. You do for yourself, then they calling you selfish. I am that I am, become one with these elements.
I am the element,
one with the element,
I am the element,
becoming one with the
element,
I am the element,
one with the element,
I am the element,
becoming one with the
element,
I am the element,
one with the
element, I am the element,
becoming one with the
element, I am the element. One with the element, I am the element,
becoming one with the element.
I'm just trying to spread the light, dropping knowledge on sight, can't stop the truth. Earth, wind, fire, water, yeah, you feel the elements, time to get in. I'm one with the sun all day, at night time I'm one with the moon. Tapping in with all these frequencies, mind going up like a high balloon. I think it's time to go within now, cause this ain't the first time we've been around. Can you hear the sound? Please, no interference. Dropping knowledge, nowhere near finished. Feet grounding while I'm levitating. This is healing music, yeah, we medicating. Meditating, elevating, never waiting. Mother Nature got me out here celebrating, cause
I am the element,
one with the element,
I am the element,
becoming one with the
element.
I am the element,
one with the element,
I am the element,
becoming one with the
element.
I am the element,
one with the element,
I am the element,
becoming one with the
element.
I am the element,
one with the
element,
I am the element,
becoming one with the
element.
All right, guys, that is Self-Made, you guys. If you want to know who sings that, the artist name is Self-Made, Joshua Hill on Facebook. But that's an old one that he did. Conscious Minds, I believe, is the name of the group that did that. That's when he was with Conscious Minds. So Conscious Minds, Elements. Yeah, so it's Conscious Minds, which is CONSCIOUSMINDZ. And then the name of the song is called Elements, if you guys want to join. Let me try to send you this. My iPhone, you know, you guys have to pay everything with Apple. So with my iPhone, I have not bought any new storage this month. Due to circumstance, and like they are limiting, they limit you to what you could do. So it's amazing. So anyway, guys, we have an hour left, 55 minutes to left. Royalty onto you, eternal peace. That last clip for me, that was it right there, because I was appalled at the things that people do, the intentions that people set in the back of their mind just because they don't like something. Then I had to do a self-check on myself, okay? Let me add. Had to do a self-check on myself in ways where I have sent people energy and done things, even in my walk, you know, how have I done that? You know what I mean? So it was a reflection of self-check as well as the things that go on behind the scenes that we do against one another. So royalty on to you.
Greetings, brother. How you feeling?
Greetings. You know, I don't know how I feel today. Everything is everything for the people who have been asking. I just tell them everything is everything. That's where I'm at. But it's not bad.
I feel like what you spoke on was what's needed right now.
Okay.
We haven't had the feminine energy speak about too much, and the platform still needs to be spoken because we're going through the present. And we know that we won't outweigh ourselves until we hear what the mother says.
Mm-hmm.
Like you got grandma, you got the aunt, you got the sister. You know, these are the people that can't speak because they feel like us as a people, they shouldn't have a voice to speak on. And because of that, it's been since in Timothy 1, verse 2, it talked about her not having no type of profession. So she can't even really be in the lesson to teach nothing. That's why the downplay of melanin is so important for us to learn that, to go into any other conversation before she was born. There's a gold in your body. And they talk about in Genesis, the second, right off the first Genesis, is it second? No, second Genesis, the second conversation of Genesis, after you go through the first verse, you hear the second verse, you're speaking about getting connection with the woman. And they don't really say it, yet they say it. And so it gets so vivid that we're really looking at each other like a manhunt, finding out what woman we want every time we go out the door. And so now it's just like how the way most people not realizing there's a bag that was put on the head, right? And they said, go screw that woman. And you're like, whoa. I mean, she looks great and everything. So you go screw the woman. Then you're done and whatever. And I'm paraphrasing just to give you the idea of what they still did in a mental way. Connect to you was a point that after you got through with this woman, they're telling you, hey, you know, did you know you screwed your mother? Like, okay. So now you became an MF-er. And we've been that for quite some time, a lot of us, like even from that to a sister screwer type person to, you know, aunt. To auntie screwer, so it's like a lot of the portals that's been open since CERN conversation is like how that can be now a real imagination. And so our concern, we have a con, like the Mongol, you know, the Mongol, like Marco Polo, you know, everybody wearing Marco Polo shirts, not knowing the origin to it, makes it a point where, why are you wearing it? And then if you are wearing it, are you knowing the purpose behind the origin to it? Like we all have these names that we're living by. And so you're living by these names, yet is that name hidden? There's something might be hidden in your name, and you didn't even really look at your name. You say, I know what my name is. I said it all this time. Yet you didn't look into your name. You didn't look at each letter. You didn't look at how the numbers might be matching to it. It's like you just looked at it as plain. So you just put it on the ground or put it on the floor or put it anywhere. And this is the same thing as birth. We created some kind of birth, some kind of wormhole on everything we touch. And that's that gold I was talking about. So now all of us got gold ability. We don't know it yet. We know it yet. We got distracted. A lot of us were here to work, do some kind of work, not knowing what work is. Work is crow backwards if you write the word down, you know, W-O-R-K-K-R-O-W. So our mentality is that some kind of S with a peak energy, a speaking energy, but yet it's about the beak and how you're near a beacon of light. And because that beacon of light is how we're deemed to have some kind of sunlight, but yet you think sun, like, you know, your father and your son, versus the sun inside your energy. Now, imagine this. You burn food down. So when you burn food down, it's just much as the same as how you have burnt food in your stomach. So you can imagine how we might have been off track since our mother way back. And then here's this other thing. 9 years, I mean, 9 months of birth in the body of the womb of the mama. You say every year is your birthday. Yet you're not saying every 12 months is your birthday, or is it could be 13 moon cycles. That's why the sister had to say that, Miss Myra. She had to say, why are people not paying attention to that? Like, you over here dissing me about a calendar when you got to still get the details out of the details first so you can see why it's called a detailer. They put a D and a tail together. So they demoralizing it even more when they put a D on anything. It's demonic, demonstrate, all this dominatrix, demeanor, the devil. It's the D sound. Whenever you put the lower sound to it, now it's this lower vibration. I'm not saying it's the devil for real. I'm just saying because we created this lower vibration in our bodies, we created that also in our stomach. And so now we carry on the belly of the beast. This word Mary, you know, she had a virgin concept, and then they called her a heifer, just like a cow. And now they got the bull like a cow. Now, why would I say that? Because they said bi bull. It's not a bull. It said a bi bull. So it's saying a bisexual bull. It's telling you right there in our face. And I'm not saying that you don't have to take my word on it. Just go into your own sounds. Find your own resonating energy that explains it to you versus how you and everybody else told you how to read and write because you didn't read and write from your mother. You knew you did read and write from your mother. It's just that people put a parallel world on you, and now you think that that world exists better than your mama gave whatever the world you got from her. So now we are going through a little backwards way of living. Might be living like a bull or living like a cow. A cow with words or a bull with words. And so now we get terrorized enough, there is a bully going to come around. And the bulls and the bully, like bulls, change the bully. But if you put bulls with the it and hit, you got the bull and what that comes from, energy that's from the bottom of it. That's why we have to change our bull's eye. See, what bull's eye is from the first eye, you call it a cyclops. That's how we go into things. But then we have to see the dual of things. And not to say dual like fighter, but see the dual like you do a dial. You dial yourself. You press a button. You rotate yourself. There's a rotator to your energy. Yet if you're not knowing it, you say, oh, that person is against me. So now you against this person. This person ain't even against you. But you put them on side of the opposite of the fence. And you say, this person's on defense. When I go over there, now I feel like I don't have no confidence. Yet it's nonsense. Get on the fence. See what's on the other side of the gate. Look over there. You're straight. You're good. You're over here just tripping because you had to take a fall from something. And that's our imagination. We got a whole imagination going on, and we start making holes in our stomach, causing it to be stressed, and you're stressing out. You talk about it about 30 minutes, I don't know, 40 minutes, now 50 minutes, now an hour. There's a bigger hole somewhere. You just put it over there. And we don't realize, oh, I forgot. There was this one good movie. I forgot what movie that was. I think it was like Hamburger's Fallen or something like that. It was deep. Yet it showed about like people walking around and they had their impressional energy on themselves. Like if they were hungry, it'll end up being like the spiritual spirit that gets bigger and bigger every time you thought about getting hungry. So it's like we're using mantras, right? The mantras are basically the repetitive words, like repeat. You're repeating concepts. Like, let's say you're mad about something, right? And you say it one time. He's like, man, that person pissed me off. And then you went ahead and said it again to someone else because it's like a charger now. That's what a bull does. A bull charges himself. So now you're just like that string that's in the toy and you pull it. You don't have no batteries. All you got to do is pull it. And then the push become a pull and the pull become a push. So now you got the sounds, whatever, echoes back and forth. And now what is this person, the second person that heard it? The first person listened to you, but the second person, I ain't trying to hear that stuff. Now you mad at him because they ain't listening to you. You're like, man. Or they might even choose the opposite side while you're talking to them. So now you might now know. The sister said, I wouldn't have to put so much time into a left-minded thinker as much as a right-minded thinker or a right-minded thinker as much as a left-minded thinker because there's certain ways that we might have been taught that because of school, because of other educations that you call it, you're so into your profession that you forget about the people that was right next to you. See, we got militant people, we got civilian people, and then you got citizen people. Now, when I mean citizen people, they feel like they the lowest of everything. They feel like, okay, well, we the poor people. We're going to do whatever the society got us doing, we're going to just flow with that. And then you got the civilians say, well, shoot, the military got my back, so I'm going to go ahead, whatever I got to do, the military got my back. But then you got the military people who says, shoot, the most I got our back, because for real, after that's done, we done. we the military. So there's three brackets all the time in our face, and we're not looking at that. We're not recognizing. So when you walk, hey, how you doing? Hey, blah, 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 you're having these conversations. You don't know, one, first, the language, which we call lingo or logos, and then pathos. That's like how you've been living for all your life. And then there's this ethnos or ethnos. That's like how your family been living as a tribe. But if your family don't know no tribe, there ain't no tribal nothing in your family. So you might have been thinking Negroes. And now they got an attitude for Negroes because they said it's a Negrotude. And then they also got something for that. They call it Negrophobia. So now if you're an imitation of a wild or animal, that's not even an animal because animals don't even do what we're doing now. Animals don't take plastic of what they're eating and then throw it on the earth and let it just sit on the earth, let it just biodegradable itself into the earth like that. Animals don't do that. We're creating plastic. So what is it that we're not saying, oh, we're better than the animals? No, you look like you're worse than animals doing what you're doing. I went from New York seeing how they're living, from Georgia seeing how they're living. It's a little bit different on how we all living. And some of us, we just continuously trash the earth. Now, what worth are we to the earth? Maybe we're not even in nature no more. Some of us still putting a mask on our face, creating another hole in our own self. That's a little dominating. I was like, yo, this sister came in the store. I talked to her for a minute. She went on the herbal thing, telling me she's doing great, this, that, and the other. I said, great, great. I don't want to analyze you too much. I just got to ask you, why are you still wearing that on your face? And she's like, well, because my job. I said, you're not at your job right now. And she's like, yeah, well, you in the, now, are you okay? So when you say fear God, is it that we're fearing God because you got to run away from him? Because every time you got in the room, you're going to run away from him. How's this working for real, for real? What are these plants here for? Because they've been here with the God entity and the energy. Whenever we heard Adam and Eve and talking about, oh, don't eat this and whatever, whatever. There was still some concept about this tree here, though. Now, I could get caught up into the message and didn't get the message, but there's also this Messiah through the message that speak higher because it's always been on this higher part. And never on the low part, never on the low part. I mean, I'm talking about so clean, probably don't even touch the earth. That's how much this higher part is. To a point when I start to get to it, I'm like, oh, did I witness that? Wow, that is phenomenal. This is amazing. This is, whoo. And I can't explain it because nobody can get it. Nobody can get it because it's in your imagination when you're seeing it. You all are getting it. But it's amazing when you see it. It's one of those Ama-san things. I'm a son, amazing thing. Your image, your I'm age, you're seeing your reflection pass right before your very eyes of what the chakras do while it's inside of you coming out. As above, so below, they told you that, right? Well, then they also didn't really tell you was as in, as out. So we're looking for income all the time coming from the dollar bill, yet the dollar bill is what you're feeling. That's why they keep giving you the dollar bill. And now the dollar bill get a little shorter. Oh, now let's put it in plastic. Oh, wait. Let's eliminate some of their jobs. Let's say there's a food shortage. Okay, wait. Let's say the earth is about to go collapsing. When did all these things get invented? Probably the first time they said, oh, let's get in control of the TV set. Oh, wait, let's put a radio before the even TV set. Let's just downgrade them before they even knew technology was their technology. Yeah, let's go back and get in front of the inventors. Let's go ahead and put the patent on everything. And let's say we the pat at the N and the N of the ENT. Okay, come on. All these words together and think you're going to outdo what we already know. Ain't nothing new under the sun. Look, sun is nuts backwards. Now I put an S and an I like the N. They say sin. You got sinus. That comes through your nose. So you got to know what you're doing. If not, you don't know what you're doing. Noah, with the ship, your ship is you. You've been in a ship of yourself. Now you got to ship shape yourself. They done put King Kong out to show you again who you are again. I was like, what are they doing? They relapsing us again. Oh, that's what this is about. This is a whole relay. Did you know you're in a relay? You didn't know which race part you was in. But, okay, come on. Come on. A relay. You hear a relay when you say Ray Ray. Because, look, Re is R-E, and then Ray is R-A. So you're looking at Ra all the time, coming out of itself, masculine, feminine, masculine, masculine, feminine, masculine, masculine, feminine, feminine, masculine. And how it works, like you get on a bicycle. Your legs is your left and your right. You got a cycle in between. There's no motor but you there. Now, of course, it went a little deeper, and they start putting electric motors and battery motors in between your legs, so now they can downgrade your energy and make you feel like, I don't have to walk like I need to walk. Look at how much my brothers are walking now with the penguin walk, because their pants is past their hip line. Now, if you can't pick your leg up like the Zulus were doing, that's why that hip-hop is really important. If you can't pick your leg up, then what else can you not do after a while? Because there's going to be some stuff down there that you won't be able to do because of your leg. Yet you're only crippling yourself while you're wearing the pants like that instead. So what they call it, a peg leg? Oh, that's why they call it a peg leg. Because Jack also had a one eye, and he became one of those pirates that they call pirates, putting another black hole on ourselves. Now, of course, if you could pay attention, it's all over the place on how you should not discriminate yourself. Honor thy mother and thy father so your days could be longer and stronger. See, the thing is, all of us know the story. We just don't know it's a legend. It's a leg but an end, but not even an end. It's a never beginning, always not, or a lesser ending. Yeah, it's always a lesser beginning than the never ending story that we know as a legend. We got stuff that's on your stuff. That's how they piled D.C. together. Look at it. I'm not lying. Look at it. Under the D.C., there's a D.C. It's like, what the? Oh. So there was an A.C., and now there's a D.C. See, they gave us D.C. first, so we think, oh, D.C. exists. Not yet. We were projecting it. Now CERN is starting to exist. Well, it wasn't there yet. Now we're still really projecting it. Like Area 51 was there, and they had us watch all this stuff, MIB, you know, whatever, Will Smith. He didn't really put us in there. I ain't going to get mad at him. I'm going to just look at it like this. He did bring it back with his son, bringing it back to the earth, and then all of a sudden his son went another way. I mean, that's how it works. When you mess with this stuff, you're going to see unnatural because of wanting to be natural, yet it was artificial in the beginning. It was in the beginning. How are you going to be artificial in the beginning? You got to be real in the beginning. Otherwise, you're creating a real artificial. And that's how we're doing it. Nature is going to bite us back if we don't realize how natural nurture should be already there, yet you comforting in a different way, and maybe not going to die off even faster because you went that way. It's called delaying your science. Don't delay your science.
It's too late to be crying wolf now as a general saving. Hell, it's already fighting us back.
Well, that's what Ampu is here to show us, all the ways of the bow. You know, you bow your system, you bow into the bowl, you eat from the bowl, but that bowl could be you eating out of it. So now how much do you eat of it to where you are right? Because they're putting people into the scare tactic. Now they got to know how to really fast, because they're going to do little tricks again to mess with your food. But now they can't mess with the real natural. They got to mess with the unnatural. See, that's how it works. And so you're in the realm of doing unnatural things and say, oh, they're messing with the unnatural stuff. They should put the unnatural. No, that was unnatural. Okay, you know what? That's why y'all even not even supposed to be paying attention to the. They said don't stay in that world if you're not of it. Oh, you're going to just keep going in it? That's why she said you can't go down with the lower self and then expect them to become a higher self when you already did this before. You did it already. Now is your time to walk away. See if it worked out. If they came out, branched out of where they at, all right, everything went good. You moving. You did your flow. Cycle is going that. So certain things, you can't go back in that door no more. Like I used to go to the club. I don't go to the club no more. I still see people going. I mean, it's y'all. It's not me, though. The music hit me in the ear and echoing it back, and then I get out. I'm feeling like I'm tone deaf, and I did all that to stand around in a hot box and people dancing, and some people step on your feet, then they slapstick the music. I want to have a good time. I want to have a place where I ain't got that many people, you know, maybe some poetry going on, because I don't want to hear everybody singing whatever that is they like for they all being in the club level. I mean all being in the club. So now you get any kind of slapstick. When I mean by slapstick, that means the lowest vibration to the highest. And it might go high, maybe not but so much, but it'll get a high. But you're like, whoa, it just went right over that. And then you're like, if you're a spiritual being, you ain't going to want to be there but so long. Your frequency is getting jammed up by your chakras. See, we go back into the technology with hip-hop and how the black hole really started. Started through the music. Look at the jazz. The jazz is really about the, you know, when we talk about the Orishas and connections to that, we think jazz was about who it? New Orleans? Man, they were going in. I'm talking about Virginia, too. Because Virginia got the same thing in Norfolk. That's how they, Orleans have that same energy. So we never actually separated from each other. We just expanded out from each other. And then the more of the diluted come, and now I don't have to be looked at for what I'm doing. And yet, okay, you're right. You don't have to be looked at for what you're doing. However, the birds are over your head watching you, right? The turtles that's coming out the water are watching. The crabs that are coming out, they all see you. That's why it's an all-seeing eye on everything. The squirrels right now looking at me talking to you right now. Yet I fed the squirrels just a second ago. So I know why he watching me, and it's now closer than how he was further away. Now, of course, I had my day of running around doing whatever I had doing in the whole week, and then I had to take care of my side lovers, you know, my child, my older child, you know what I'm saying? And then I was like, whew, I can finally get a day off. It's been three solid 21 days going in harder than the paint, not a day off, you know what I mean? Just so I could say, whew, now I could chill for a second and get my mind right, and my head was spinning, you know what I mean? So it's like, you have to put yourself all the way to that. Now he over here chilling, sitting down. He got his legs out. Man, if I could take a picture. I don't want to move too much because he's, like, looking at me. He's, like, really laid out. He's feeling relaxed. You know what I'm saying? He look like how I would be if I was outside. I'm like, man, this brother is really chilling. Now, that's what I mean by the ancestors. They'll come around you more. And they are not – you shouldn't be afraid of these animals, insects, all of this. This is what I see as ridiculous. Like, we tall, big, human side beings that we can do a lot with this energy, and it'll be the bug that's really going to be your friend, yet it becomes your enemy. So that's what I meant by that two to the three. Some of us haven't got to the third level yet. So when it comes down to first dimension, second dimension, I ain't trying to hear all that. What you trying to say? Just give it to me. Now, try is a spell word, try. We have to be motivated enough to be attracted to what you're hearing. And that's where your melanin comes from. If your food ain't there, then not there. The coherent is going to also now be there to incoherent. So it's about how your telomeres, your polymers, the energy that's coming off the earth, because what I had to experience was the sunlight being different in Georgia compared to New York. And I'm in VA. So now I'm getting the top, right? The middle of the bottom. Yet it feels like the bottom, all right, the middle of the top. When I got back and I said, wait a minute, that's what I felt. The sunlight was burning my copper for the beginning of the day, like hard in the paint. I'm talking about from, it was rosy pink because I shined it, I cleaned it up, I put it up in my arm. Yeah.
I'm back.
Okay, yeah, I was putting it in my little, you know, display. No, I was seeing if you was all right because I was hearing things in the background.
Oh, no, that's my car, sorry.
Okay, you on the move, man. That's what's up. I was putting my crystals and everything. I was, you know, it's like every day everybody put their stuff together. For me, I'm not that same person. I'm the one that cleans my stuff, put it down. You know, it's all shiny, yet at the same time, I'm putting a stage on it. There's a whole ritual thing I do, right? So I'm doing all that, put my rings up there. Next thing I know, the sun comes out. It's not even probably first. It probably was like a good 2 hours I'm out there, sunlight hitting it. Then I start to see it getting hit. Now, I got everything else on a regular where I probably did more work, right, on it, and the chi in it. Now I'm seeing what chi looks like, right? The chi changes right before your eyes by the sunlight. And you wouldn't see it. You got to sit long enough to see all these things. And plus me, I had to stay hydrated. So I was on the hydration. I didn't eat like talking about. You know what I mean? I had a watermelon. I ate for 2 days on the watermelon. And it was whatever I ate was light food. I ain't even eat no heavy nothing. I ain't cooked nothing. You know what I mean? All the stuff was really like raw. So I was like, man, I'm going to stay on this because it was 80 degrees. I'm on pavement. It changed to 160 degrees. I kid you not. Because it's being amplified by what's on the ground. I'm on pavement. So it's not, I'm not on grass. I'm feeling the difference of that. So I'm like, wow, I'm up here straight, these hours straight on this pavement. Like I'm in a store. I know the difference. You know what I mean? And I've been from Virginia. And so the climate's different. The humidity's different. But the humidity was acceptable, right? It's 80 degrees. I was like, man, all I got to do is have that sun go down. We good, you know? But yet that pavement hit me. I was like, whoo, man, something's getting me. So I'm feeling like I'm on a grill getting cooked up. Yeah, so I'm like, get my feet cold. Cool. Get my feet into the shadow.
Hey, no.
You know, you got to do things that impair yourself to repair yourself before you get impaired. I'm seeing people passing out. Some of them, they put water on their feet. Some of them, they put the water on their washcloth, put it on their back. I said, see, they smart with this. We know how to, wherever we go, melanin is going to say, okay, if I got to be in the duration of this, I'm going to know how to endure this versus put the umbrella over my head, because some of them did do that, and just think that I can't endure this energy. I got to do something to go past that. You know what I mean? So this is what we look at as our body when we're in mental art. When you're in mental art, you're going to think of, okay, I can't do it no more. Yet at the same time, something going to pull you out to say, come on, keep it going. You got it. And then keep it going. You got it because you're doing this for such and such or whoever and whoever. You know what I mean? Because the first time, come on, get it up because you got it. You're talking to yourself. Now, get it up, you got it, because you know people around you that you also say you wanted to help out. Why are you now on your, you know, on your game of getting your energy up? That's how you see it in the movies. And you'd be like, man, I love these movies because they be telling me something. And they're going there. They're actually talking to all of us in a different way now. I ain't going to say it's all the same way. So you got to catch you gotta catch on to which chakra they hitting at. You know what I mean? And look at it. Let me go back. So if I were you, you might have a chance to either buy the DVD or got a bootlegger, brother. I don't get it. I'm just saying. It will give you more time to look at what's the speed going on, because we're not on the same speed. None of us are on the same speed. That's what makes us different. Like, even for me, I'm talking to y'all, and you're like, woo, you say a lot, man. Slow down. And I know you want to slow me down. However, I got to keep my speed up so I can remember what's going on. And because of that, it's a flow to it. It's like how you sing. You know, when you sing, you might stop and pause and be like, well, wait, what was that at? And then you lose that where the focus was already, the pinpoint was at. See, when we are playing basketball and things like that, you're like an ebb and flow, and you find the ebb and flow together where you're not stopping. You just pause and then keep on going. And that's what music do to us. That's what the artists do to us. That's what that science is that we're missing of the magic, the healing point, right? They got twisted a little bit. So, like, if I say, oh, we're doing Malcolm X Day, like I felt, and I said, wait, what about El Hajj Malik Shabazz? I didn't, wait a minute. Oh, now I get it. So it was like they took me from what they know of him, but put it in the placement that they know they want of him, not the part that's different from him when he, you know, got more into his passing to the other side. So I'm like, ah, now I know why they don't like my copper. And, you know, because I had to figure out what generation am I in front of. When you're in front of an audience, you can't speak to the audience the same way, and I get it. However, you got to still speak you, so that they can still get it. Because they're saying, you can't feed a baby, you know, meat. Well, first of all, I don't eat meat. That's why y'all got that issue. We can break it down for the vegetable. I can break the vegetable, put it in the processor, break it down like I did with the soaked nuts that I did today or yesterday, that now I have today to eat. You know, I don't have to actually eat meat. So it's a little different of the story of this, the story they gave us, and it's a legend, about Sekhmet. They gave Sekhmet to eat the meat, so she'll have less of a war tactic mentality of her. So now she is docile by the energy. Now she drinks the wine because that's basically a symbolic connection to the blood. Now they did this same thing with Jesus, you know, and the bread turned and water, and water turned to wine. And so they're giving you I want you to be intoxicated, basically. I'm going to go through these 7 chakra days. You ain't going to know nothing about it. I'm going to have you on Sunday, come back, worship us, not honor it, because ain't nothing to honor, because you already dishonored my mother, and you discharged me. When that doctor smacks you on the butt, He just gave you trauma from a doctor. So now you on another dock, like a board. Now you want, you've been caught into a monopolized energy. That's why the DC, BC, it all makes sense. Birth certificate, you know, DC, a district of Columbia, but yet it's a direct current. So we're on a current thing. When you say there's more than one, wow, this Redbird, oh man, this is awesome. I want to see if I can take a picture. She's sitting right here in front of me, like right here. She was actually on the hose. Man, I can't get it now. That's how they do, too. The ancestors be like right in front of you, like, I'm going to be right in your face, and you will want to take a picture. Too late. I'm out. Like, take it. Yeah, so the District of Columbia is a 10 by 10. They're telling you 10 by 10. Now, if you write, you know what I mean, a 10-degree line and a 10-degree line, you can make it as two poles, or you can cross it and it's an X, or you can make it a plus sign, or you can make it a square aspect if you put 4 by 4. One side, you know, we could divide 5 by 5, and now you got 4 and 4. So you got basically 20. You're going to do 20 as a block, as a square. So when people get to the age of 20, this is also not only a place of land, it's a place of mentality. So the age of 20, I want you already numbed down. So by 21, you'll be in a triangle shape. See, 21 represents a triangle shape. It's like saying 3 and 1. So I put 3 lines, it'll be instead of 2 lines, like 20, 3 lines. That's how this, we're being in shaped outer side energy that you have to now have a covalent ability to know about so that you see your inner side energy. So now how do you shape yourself is really important. Go back 3 months. I'm March 8th. I'm going to go back December 8th. March. What is it? February, December. Oh, wait. I meant to go back November. November 8th. So now when I do it November 8th, I'm actually energizing my spiritual body to my physical body. So when you came into existence, your mama had you for the physical. There was a spiritual thing you ain't do. And now you ain't really contract with yourself. And your body been running around as a surrogate to a whole bunch of stuff. And yeah, you've been causing foolishness, mischief, not knowing it though. Now you know it though, because we're talking about it right now, unless you're just going to ignore it. And that's how it works. You attracted to it, you're going to have a repulsion towards it, and then you have a motion where you're going to say, all right, I'm going to change and do what I need to do. And if you notice I said motion. I didn't even put the E on it, and you might have heard me say emotion. That's how it works. E is silent. And so when E is put to things, you change it, changes it automatically. That's why we have to be more in tune with what words create spells, how we write it, right? You can put your name on everything. How you sign your nature, because that's what sig nature is, sign your nature, sign your sig. You're making signals out. You're putting sigils out constantly, and it's abusive. So that's like plagiarism. That's like people are calling it vandalism after they see a destruction on something else. This is why when people get close to you, it's like saying they vandalizing you because that's your space. Just like how you sign things, it creates space for you, just like time. You want money, right? Well, money creates time for you. Now you say, okay, whew, now I ain't got to do that. I got to sit back and lay back because I made all that. Now, what if you didn't, though? See, that's why, like, certain people, like an artist, will feel depressed because they're feeling like, let me put so much time into this, and then let me see if I can get it. Oh, this person wanted short timing. And you can find that out when you're vending, getting around the people, because there are certain people that love your work, and they don't want to pay the price. And you're like, what the? So when you look at this, this gives you all the way from either people who are salesmen and cars, because that's like slavery. Look at everything. Start looking at it as the people selling food, clothes. They got to be in front of you all the time. Books, you know what I mean? Are they happy? Are they sad? What's their feelings? So it's just like saying, I want to buy this book from you, right? What you know about this book? What you mean, what you know? What you know about the book? I'm getting to buy it from you. You must know something about it. You ain't going to just sell this book if you don't know nothing. Yeah, I know everything about the book. I actually wrote the book. Oh, okay. Well, tell me something then. Let me go back. Wait a minute now. You just wrote the book. You're supposed to tell me like it's on the back of your hand. And that's what makes us different. A lot of us don't know that as a difference. That's that breast milk mama gave you. And we still have to say, okay, mama got to give me some breast milk, right? Because I need to see telepathically what people are saying or doing. Versus just, oh, they say it to me, I don't know the extra part to it, and I get caught up in something. Now, I can't be mad, or others can't get mad that their mama didn't give it to them, because there was probably some distractions going on that we were just talking about, calling it what we called it, black holes, that was created in her mind, to, as far as education, as far as telling you how to speak. You know, they short played her, so now she doubted herself. We call it PTSD. And we done all got a certain version of it somewhere in our chapter. And while we were looking, I'm going to go up my Zodiac chart. And you didn't, because you had 12 grades to go through. And then somewhere in there got stunted as well. And you're like, oh, I got stunted. But you didn't look at it like that. Now, if you was left-handed instead of right-handed, there's another way you got stunted. Now, if you look at, man, somebody molested you before that, there's another way you got stunted. Or you don't have your parents. That's another way you got started. So there's so much of the negative that we could call it negative because it really builds you. You had to become the adept. Now you thought, oh, I had to go through all of that, and I still da-da-da. That means you still haven't learned what's the process behind it. Because it's a point of, in the first energy, like if you look at Avatar, he was saying, man, the sister, I love the sister. But then when I got to the other chakra, I got to let go of the sister. And he's like, why I got to let go of the sister? And he's like, oh, so you can still be enlightened. Instead of if it's what it is, the virtue is going to always be there. If it ain't, because it was already false. You just didn't see it. And you have to do those things sometimes. You have to say, okay, I love this food. I'm going to eat it. This is really good. Man, this is so good. Wait, what's wrong with my stomach? Oh, man. All right, I'm going to leave this alone for a second. And then you come back maybe 3 months later, man, this food, man, you eat it. And you're like, wait a minute. I remember what this did to me last time. So you ain't going to eat that much of it. And then you're like, oh, I do feel it, man. I ain't eating that no more. Because you were diagnosing your own self. And this is what your shadow work is about. This is where your friends is about. All this is going to be everywhere around you, 24/7. You ain't got no time to wake up and get back and close your eyes. And you got to think about that first. So how do you heal yourself first before you go on out in the bigger world and start letting people go ding, 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 ding to your armor? And you'd be like, wow, ouch, what was that? You're looking around, yet your armor never actually gets broken down. You just create it not to create it, so it was already broken down before you got started. Something said ding right after I did that. That's purpose. Life is showing you all the time where your science is in your sounds. So if you don't have like a musical instrument, bring that around yourself. Play something that whenever you feel like you in a little bit of, because I know you've seen it. People, when they're having issues, let's say they have to go up on stage and they got stage fright. They might carry a little feather or something like that. I get you better. Remember Dumbo? Come on. I know you know that one, right? Dumbo? Talk to me. You still there? By myself? Anybody there? Okay, I'm going to just keep going. Dumbo had the feather, and it was because of the feather he felt that he had to fly because the feather was with him, and it was in his presence. Okay, and then it was a point where he realized, dang, I ain't got the feather no more. And he realized, dang, I can't fly because I ain't got the feather. And then, of course, it took the mouse to give him some more confidence and da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, the remembrance of his mother and blah-blah-blah because, you know, the ears was the whole real reason why he was able to fly. And so it was him backing up his own ability to now have strength to do what is needed and necessary. That's why it's layers to us. Like the ogre, he has an onion, but he's different layers to us where you finally, okay, I might be off in my fourth house, right? I know why I'm off in my fourth house, because now, just like the cancer, it represents family. So now I got to learn my family. Now, I went through my first and my second. My second was my dual. My first was, I'm Aries. I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to see how it worked for me, because it's all about me, and no one else. I ain't thinking about nobody. Wait a minute. And so that's where the second part comes in, where you're dueling. And you're like, okay, wait a minute. Am I fighting this person because this person wants it more than me? And then there's the third, which is Gemini, So we're going from Aries to Taurus to Gemini. And remember, Taurus, most people sacrifice the bull. That's why they sacrifice the cow, the bull, and the cattle. That's why we've been seeing the grazing of the cattle. This word, like I said, we got a lot of taint to get out of. And start with Christianity and Islam, where we say, okay, religion can have you to do it so much that you forgot about religious. There's things that you did that was in the religious part, not in the religion part. Now it's a religion part. And now you got a lesion on you. And that's a parasite. And once you get that parasite off, though, it's a para and two of that, meaning that being a site of how you look at things. So if you take off any point of your two, the Taurus, where the Taurus is in a lot of things, your torso, your Sagittarius energy, your Tauroscope, the horoscope, that's all there. Your horror is Torah, so you terrain things. You know, you're on the territory. That's the tarot bull. So tarot, you use it for cards. You're not knowing what you're doing, but it's Apis Atlas Axis. That's why the sister had to get up there and say, you're doing a whole bunch of stuff. You don't even know what you're conjuring. And now you are playing with magic, not knowing the difference. Because you're doing the good and the bad, and you think, this is, I don't know the in-between, because you didn't think there was an in-between. Come on, buddy. You know better than that. You was playing with fire, you ever get lit? Oh, that hurts. Yeah, it changes. Went from, oh, I love fire. Whoa, I don't like fire like that. But you like cooking. Wait, I don't like cooking like that. And you start to figure out, as you're going through your houses, because now we went from first, second, third, right? The Gemini thinking, because Aries is, I am. Taurus is, I have. And then there's the Gemini, I think. But then, of course, there's Cancer, I feel. Something might not be quite. Okay, family, until now you learn Leo. That's where we get ready to go into our own constellational energy. That's why the month can still match up. That's why the moon cycle can still match up. However, now this is where you're going to start having to pay attention to. And I'm going to give it to you, and then we're going to go into the 13. I'm going to leave you alone and see where we're at from there. Into your oppositional self. Not saying, because I hear a lot of people, as soon as they explain it to me, oh, I don't like Aquariuses. Wait a minute now. You're a Leo and you don't like Aquariuses. Or it'd be a Capricorn saying, I don't like Cancer. Or Cancer, I don't like Capricorn. You know, oppositions, not liking their opposition. It's like, okay, wait a minute. Let's pause for a second. Did you know that's your body part? Let's go there. Let's say, did you know that's your body? You're connected by the 12 body parts. The 12 body parts that create the meridians, which are just like saying your chakra split. Because when I say chakra split, that's saying let's do 7 plus 5. That's still 12. So if you put the expansions of your hands and your feet, that's 4, right? And your head, there's your 5. Now you put that in the tune of how the 7 works, is because the 7 had to go down, and then the 7 had to actually come right back up in 7. Okay, so what I mean by that is your eyes, your ears, your nose, and your mouth has to be in tune with your stomach 6 concept of the heart from the 5 concept. And now the stomach or the belly, you're able to bring air, as they say, to the head, which makes it 7. Now you can come back down, which is 7. Yeah, it's 8 now. So as it curves versus diagonal zigzag, because if you threw up, really, you're not gonna, your stomach is not gonna go, blah. It's gonna swoop, gotta push itself back up, but the energy, so it zigzags itself. If you was on the water and you had to go the way you need to go and the wind is pushing you completely one side, you gotta zigzag to keep going with your destiny. Now, of course, in that destination, you have to time yourself at probably more now than you would just go on a straight, you know, path. And that's how we're learning shapes. It's not just inside, it's also outside. Your movement is also outside as much as inside, not just above and below. And that's why the heat, when you're in it, are you moving? Are you stretching? Are you adding some chlorophyll to your body, or are you adding what they call glucogen to the body? Now, glucose is like a standard point of you need it because you say, it's my diet. I need that sugar. I need the sugar. But now the sugar actually is connected to actual glue. Now you might have an issue when you put the sugar in and it's stuck to something that ain't you. That's not you. And now it's not natural. Now you feel unnatural. That's where it all comes from. Everything starts to become itself in an infold, unfold, and now it's folding. And your body starts becoming, I had a bend. I don't know if anybody had that before, to where your body cramps up. And I was so cramped up, I couldn't stand up straight. I was like, why? How did that happen? It was too much ice cream. Now, at that point, I was like 204. And I noticed it. Man, how long ago was that? Oh, that was a long time ago, because I would never go in that direction ever again. But it was when I was eating meat product. Now, we love ice cream. However, does ice cream love you? And if it is ice cream, is it really an animal you're eating along with it? That's the cow and the bull we were just talking about. So when they gave us something to think of, while they were thinking of it, cannibalism was going inside the cattle as they're braising the cattle and actually cooking people in it, and they were making sounds that made the cattle sound like it was magic. And so they was like, yo, they're doing magic. They got this thing cooking. Let's get some vegetables, some salad, whatever, put it right next to it, pull it out, put some barbecue sauce on it, and let's have them eat it, call it a festival and a carnival. And so they did these rituals constantly. That's why you got to get out of that Halloween stuff y'all keep doing. You got to get out of that Christmas stuff y'all keep doing, or the Thanksgiving stuff you're doing, because you don't know. If you ain't do no study on it, why you doing it? Just tell me that. I'll wait. Mm-hmm. Now, that got to be a solid, factual answer, though, because it can't just be, oh, because my parents. Oh, yeah? Well, why are your parents doing it? You know what I mean? Because, see, if you don't got no history on it, it's his story, ain't her story. It was taken in there to make it a myth story, or a myth in the mist. So now you wouldn't see what's going on, like I missed it. You know what I mean? And it's yet misty as water will just be like vapors smacking you in the face, yet hitting in plain sight. That's why we got truth in everything. I need you to look at Thor, love and thunder. If you look at that, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. They got the masculine, feminine, and the feminine, just like my parents. I see it repeating. So in my grandparents, I see the whole thing repeating of what they're going to put from a superhero to make them now a non-superhero. And they ain't going to do it to themselves. That's what I notice all the time. They'll put themselves in the story, but they ain't in the story. Not like to say, you know, they're going to go through the whole ending. You be like, oh, I can't wait for this person to end. He's going to do great. He ain't going to die, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, wait a minute. What am I doing? You know, step back for just one sec as an artist. Whoa, 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 I'm putting too much attention to this. Or how about them cliffhanger moments where they got to grab something and they jump in and you see them and the scene gets even intense. They use the music, right? They do the camera effect because they need all of that. They got a camera eye. That's Haru. I got to use Haru energy. That's, you know, you heroic. So I got to put that in there. And when I put that music in there, oh, I'm getting a Gemini effect. So now the Gemini and the Leo energy, how I deliver it. Now, if the person grab it or they missed it, he's like, oh, and now the other suspense kick in. Jack! And like, oh, snap. So now is the person going to get saved or the person going to die? It's like an ongoing. We call it inception. And if you learn these things, it can really help. Put the whole format, a 5-mat, 6-mat, 7-mat into itself. You'll see how really we're unfolding ourselves. If I say that I got 7 chakras in my head and I expanded my hands out, I'm connected to 12 by my hands being body parts and my feet being body parts. Now, we call the hands Gemini, and we do Pisces, the feet. Now, I said Pisces, the feet, represents 12. Gemini represents 3. Not 2. That's why they're giving a bad name to Gemini. That's why by the time they say Janus Aries, you thinking January is January. No, it's not. They're telling you Capricorn energy overlapping Aquarius's energy, and they're going to give you a Janus as a deity, and then they're even also calling the Aries as to arise. And we wouldn't even see all that because it's saying January. Now you got January next to February. Come on now. Who's doing that? Now, we don't look at this as a global thing and start talking like, hey, did you know this was going on? If I could only get you to think, would you be free? Now, if you're saying, I ain't listening to this, brother, You write it down and look at it again. They had us do this all the time in school. So what, they're supposed to tell you to turn that off that they had us do all the time in school? I'm just saying. We ain't in the school to get a grade now no more. We the grade of ourselves. So gradually you're going to get this, or gradually you, this brother's still tripping. He's still talking about the same old stuff. I don't ever listen to this. This is why I don't listen to this brother. Well, guess what? You're not even listening to yourself either while you're saying that. That's why the energy is constantly coming around to us and saying, okay, it's that time again. We got time to give them the current energy. If they feel like they don't want it, okay, they back in D.C. We're going to change up. We got the alternative current over here. Everybody want the sunroof connection with the solar panel on top. Let's do that. Everybody want it on their tent. Everybody want the solar, you know, and now you're going to see how people are going to upgrade to the new technology. And it don't have to be that way, though. They're showing it either. I'm talking about the sun hitting you in the body and you upgrading. So you're thinking it got to be outside. I put all that stuff on the outside. I'm living it up. I can finally be lazy now. And that's what they're showing you in Thor, Love, and Thunder, how the gods got lazy. He's talking about some, do some orgasms in there. I said, look at this brother. He ain't even doing a mission no more. He went off track, and he was big, and his name was Zeus. So you see where they talking about, and you see the other, like how this brother said it. It ain't always how you think it's the Tamahu doing stuff. The Tamahu doing stuff, yes. It was his father, though. It was blankly his father. He just wanted it all. Greedy, no good for nothing. And now you ain't got no choice, because now you about your whole family, everybody. So it's letting you know judgment. You can't just keep doing bad and not thinking bad can happen to you. That's like you living a lie and not knowing what your lie is. But you got to lie down even when you get up. So imagine how far you can go with this. Like, you can go to the end, and then as you find out, oh, this is an illusion the rest of the way. Yeah, you might as well stay where you at. You ain't going to be able to do nothing for the rest of your time being here. And there's the exploration. Look at your X, right? Your X is your feminine chromosome, right? And that's going to help you manifest your 9. Because, see, it was 9 months of birth. Then you're going to figure out how 10 you've been on this earth. 10 represents going in your past. That's why they tell you that so much. So you can identify your present. So now you can be a future. Now, if you ain't doing that, it's because you're neglecting it right now. And you've been doing this everyday work thing and thinking it's helpful. Yet you're seeing your check getting smaller. You're seeing the job position getting shorter. Now, I'm not the one that witnessed this. It was my granddad that witnessed this. I'm just a repeat of him speaking it. Because I knew what happened to him, and I said, dang, I really paid attention. It's the man against the machine. After a while, just like my job, like other people's jobs, they start bringing in, just like you said with the iPhone, or shoot, they got an iDesk, an iTable, whatever you want to call now. So this is where the smartphone came.